Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Week is reporting robots are the not-so-distant future of war. They already have drones. I told you this years ago, but here it is. That are autonomous and kill people on their own decisions. Lou Rockwell's coming up, and we'll take your calls. Let's go back to your calls now. Chris in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for calling on this Wednesday edition.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother. Thank you for calling.
Oh, no problem. Long-time listener, Prison Planet subscriber here, and calling about a pretty much a consistent topic on your show, which is basically this the crumbling of society. And particularly the youth society, like today, you know, people judge success by the number of likes that you have, or the number of followers, and it just seems like we've got it all wrong, you know?
Yeah, I judge success on how much you can make me laugh if you're my friend, or how true you are, and how honorable. People have been totally trained to go off surface because they watch television all day and believe it's all about bling. Go ahead.
Oh, exactly. Like, you know, we have someone out here like Justin Bieber, or whatever, you know, he gets caught sleeping with prostitutes, and there's still fathers out here that are buying their daughters tickets to his show. You know, like something is wrong here, and I feel like you're taking the approach to make, you know, believing in the Constitution and, you know, knowing our rights, you're making it cool to do that. And I feel like, you know, artists and people that are influential need to start stepping it up and not just, you know, help make Obama a sex icon. But, you know, tell it how it is.
Well, I mean, this is really the age of fraud is what it is. They just put a BBC News headline up that blew me away. I knew that 70%+ of Obama's traffic was web bots and fake. But look at this. BBC News. Bots now account for 61% of web traffic. There's just a war of fraudulent traffic. We don't do it. We don't do it to our sponsors. But because news has so much fake bots on it, news is one of the lowest paying CPMs in web advertising. And it shows how the fraud system only ends up basically debasing the society. And what it is it's inflation. Inflation of the currency, inflation of web traffic, inflation. Everything's like a front. And then whoever stays genuine will end up being king in the end. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I live in Metro Detroit, so, you know, I'm in the city a lot, and you know, it's really not that bad when you live here. You know, I've got situations where I've got my car broken into and everything, but just seeing how, you know, someone came to power without being voted, and, you know, there was no protest for
that. That's right. They're now appointing people up there, and they paid to move General Motors to China with the bailout money. God bless you. Great caller. Let's talk to Mark real quick in New Jersey. Says worked at hospital, wants to talk about consent forms. Go ahead.
Alex, I worked at a hospital just up until recently when I was let go because I really do run my mouth to make too many comments about things. But one of the issues I had was when you go to the ER and check in, you sign a consent to receive medical treatment. And in the consent, after the consent, they just started what's called a healthcare information exchange.
Yeah, and that's what it does. It gives Obama and all the corporations now all your health data. No, it gets rid of your privacy. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, and people are signing this willingly, not realizing that this puts it out. I mean, it really puts it out on the Internet where
by the way, like, they're just trying to get you to consent. They already give it to everybody under Obamacare. But, I mean, can you believe, though, how hardcore evil that is and that you're a racist because you don't like losing your medical records, according to Oprah Winfrey?
And I was opening my mouth. I was telling people, well, I hope you realize by signing this second thing, you're given authorization for third-party people to get your information, and that's sales, that's pharmaceutical companies. That, I mean, it's everybody. It's a demographic, literally, of your health, your personal.
Well, the Democrats and others have tried to deny that, but it's in the legislation, and PolitiFact and others say that isn't the case. I mean, it's in the waivers. It's what's going on. The death panels are real. Emanuel admits it's meant to take over the healthcare system. Great point, sir. People perish for lack of knowledge. Wesley, Lori, Tony.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have White House advisors in USA Today and other places saying anyone that is a Republican is a member of the Jim Jones cult. And I would agree, if you're a mainline Republican, you might as well go join a cult in Guyana and drink cyanide. But compared to the mainline Democrats who call Obama their savior, and Barbara Walters saying they thought he would be the Messiah, that's a quote from Piers Morgan. We played it last hour when she was on Piers Morgan. I mean, we're talking about real cult-like here. And by the way, PolitiFact, we're going to put it back on screen, does report, the Democrats have denied it, that it says in the code, hidden in the code, there is a sentence that says you waive any reasonable right to privacy or your personal information for the transisting of it or storage of it. And it goes on to break it all down that indeed has happened. And that's in the new hospital admission forms that you waive your rights. They're just going to share it. And that they're debiting people's accounts with it, and that telemarketers are calling people, and that there are death panels, and that it's doubling and tripling prices. And then the architect of it, Ezekiel Emanuel, admits that it's meant to get rid of the free market healthcare system. This is all on record. And then if you're informed, you're a cult member. Let me tell you what a cult member is the East German Stasi putting up with that tyranny and carrying it out. And now Merkel says the NSA is like the Stasi. No, they're far worse. And then we've got WorldNet Daily, Democrat, investigate every homeschool parent. A Democrat state senator in Ohio has proposed a law that would require every homeschooling parent to be investigated and approved by social services, see, before they would be allowed to teach their own children. And in Germany, they arrest people that homeschool. Even if they have teaching degrees, you're not allowed to. And if they flee to the U.S., Obama sends them back and doesn't give them political asylum, political prisoner, escapee. And, of course, Nazi Germany started the practice in Europe. The Russians had done it before, of taking children and putting them into the state collectives. So the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, I'm going to get them on, calls the bill, sponsored by Senator Capri Caffaro, the worst ever homeschool law proposed, SB 248. Remember, MSNBC says in promos, your children now belong to the collective. Now, Lou Rockwell, the chairman of the Von Mises Institute, the School of Austrian Economics, and, of course, former chief of staff for Ron Paul, joins us, and he also co-hosts and does shows over at the Ron Paul channel that I was honored to be on Monday. We appreciate him coming up on the holidays, joining us. Very busy man. He'll be with us for about the next 45 minutes, and we'll go back to your calls and then to our next guest, who's a victim of warrantless DNA checkpoints in Pennsylvania. It's happening all over the country, though. Pennsylvanians coerced into giving swabs under federal program. So this is all the bum rush tyranny. Before I get into Obamacare, the wars, menacing Russia, where he thinks things are going, I want to ask Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, as a really smart guy who has, and I'm not kissing his hand, and it's true, great gravitas, understanding socioeconomic and political movements. We see a massive awakening, but we see a bum rush by tyranny to engage in extreme exercises of abuse to set the precedent, break our will. A known criminal precept throughout history. So, A, what does he say about this almost orgy of corruption going on? And then how do we counter it, and where does he see it going? And how do we avert these different kleptocratic communist Chinese, the Russians, the insane people that run the West, which I would say are the most evil of the three predatory power groups? What do we as individuals worldwide in solidarity with free individuals? I love Russians. I love Chinese. I love everybody. I know you do as well. How do we get this love train going to try to counter our psycho governments before they start World War III, Lou Rockwell?
Well, you know, one of the things that, Alex, that's been so encouraging has been the reaction of people in this country and all around the world about Edward Snowden, one of the great men of American history, of course. What his leaks have taught us about what the government would like to do to us, is doing to us, and is doing to everybody on Earth. As Glenn Greenwald pointed out in testimony to the EU Parliament, you know, it's the goal of the NSA to abolish individual privacy for every person on Earth. So that's, you know, they're, of course, not only are they totalitarian, they're insane, as, of course, if we think of what, you know, Acton said about power, there's maybe a third step, you know, you become insane, because men and women are not supposed to be exercising this sort of control over other people. So the people who do it, who lust after power, there's a diabolical aspect to them, but they also go crazy. So these are the people we're up against. I think they can be beaten, and I think the key is exactly what you mentioned about the solidarity among the peoples of the world against our governments. So we have a totalitarian government in the U.S. This is no longer a free country. We still have pockets of freedom. But John T. Flynn, the great old right journalist, defined totalitarianism as when a government felt it could do whatever it wanted. It wasn't necessarily doing everything it wanted to do, but there was no restraints on it. So certainly that's the view of the U.S. government, whether we look at Obamacare and, by the way, bad in government interventions, all government interventions into medical care, didn't start with Obama, didn't start with the Democrats. It started with Eisenhower. Truman actually tried it first. Nixon was terrible. Reagan was terrible. Kennedy was terrible. Johnson was terrible. All these guys are, you know, you can count, you can be sure of one thing. If any guy gets to be president of the U.S., he's a bad guy. That's just part of his resume. So these people have totalitarian ambitions for money and power. They want money. They want sex. They want all the other things that come with being a top politician. But the key thing they want is power, because if you have power, then you can bring about all these other things. So we have this carbuncle in D.C. and all its corporate allies arrayed against the American people, similar things in other countries. But I think Americans are waking up. And I must say, when Ed Snowden first did his heroic act, I thought, boy, you know, it's wonderful for us to know this. It's good for us to know what's happening to us. But I think Americans are such sheeple, they're not going to care. Well, that turned out to be wrong, thank goodness. So it's only a minority, of course, but everything for good or ill is done by minorities. So there is a minority for liberty, especially among young people. And I credit Ron Paul with being the key guy in this. But, of course, there are many great people preceding Ron Paul, building up the Oedipus of the ideas of liberty. Young people aren't buying this stuff. They aren't buying the wars. They aren't buying the police state. They fear the police. They worry about the police. No, really, outside of people who work for government, if you see a policeman, you think, oh, thank goodness, I'm going to be safe. You know, nobody has that reaction. We know they're arrayed against us. So many of them, of course, Iraq and Afghani veterans with PTSD, and they see us as a bunch of potential terrorists. So, but young people are not putting up with it. There's been a real sea change. Polls show it. I know in the young people you interact with, the young people that I talk to, all the people I talk to who are dealing with the young people, they find a huge difference, just a huge difference. And I think that's our salvation. I think the next generation and the generation after that are not putting up with this. They're not going to put up with what those of us in the sort of baby boom generations and so forth have put up with. So I'm very encouraged about the future, as bad as things are right now. And, of course, the government, they want every dime we've got. They want to know every thought in your head. They want to know everywhere you go. They want to, you know, it's somebody recently referred to it, turned out that Orwell's 1984 was an instruction manual.
Exactly.
Rather than a novel. But it's actually, this is even a worse situation than 1984. And the boobs are still saying, hey, we're number one, we're the freest, we're the most prosperous, we're the best. You know, it's not true, but the view that the U.S. is the best, and it's the U.S. government they always are talking about when they say the U.S. They're not talking about companies and wonderful families and wonderful charities.
Oh, they never say the individual is amazing in the American experience and was the best worldwide. No one doubted that globally. Now we're the best tyranny and the most unhealthy and the most dumbed down because right. We have the biggest state the world has ever seen with a bunch of delusional control freaks who literally think they're about to carve this country up.
And the biggest empire the world has ever seen. It's not only the biggest state here at home, it's the global state, which, of course, has even ambitions to control the solar system. So there's nothing that's beyond them, and it's always important to remember when we're dealing with the state, nothing is beyond them. Any evil, any horrible thing that they might contemplate doing, if they don't do some great evil, it's only because they haven't thought of it, or they felt it was not in their interest, or they felt they couldn't carry it out. But it's never the reaction, uh-oh, we can't do that, it's wrong. That's never their reaction. So this is a very bad bunch of people. They're thieves, they're murderers. They're guilty of all kinds of crimes, and maybe the great libertarian insight is just because you're in a government suit, just because you work for the government, just because you have a bunch of little medals on your chest or a badge on your pocket or whatever, doesn't mean that you're above the moral law. We are all subject to the same moral law. So the things, Alex, that are illegal for you and me, and rightly illegal, murder, theft, kidnapping, and so forth, don't become public policy when creeps from the government do them. They're criminals.
Sure.
They're criminals.
Well, Lou Rockwell, I think what's really backfiring on them, and I want to come back from break and get your take on this and cover some of the issues, is that they're trying to treat us all like we're criminals and give us not just all this race-baiting guilt, but also guilt like we could all be terrorists. And everyone really instinctively knows, hey, I'm not a perp. Statistically, government's more of a perp. Quit treating me like I'm scum.
That's right. That's right. We're, you know, I hope that the American people have had it, and they're not going to put up with it anymore.
We're going to come back with Lou Rockwell, lourockwell.com. He is the chairman of the Von Mises Institute. I want to look at the economy with you when we come back. Okay. What's happening in the real economy? I travel the nation. It's rotting. It's falling apart. and all the real numbers show that. We got all these cook statistics. How long can the facade stay up? I don't think it's up. 6% approval rating for Congress? Ceausescu was more popular than that in Romania. I mean, I think cancer is more popular than Congress right now. So, or gonorrhea, at least. We're going to be right back with Lou Rockwell, libertarian icon. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Our site's Infowars.com. Follow me on Twitter.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Bulletproof glass is great if you don't mind being shot at without being able to defend yourself. It's said the best defense is a strong offense, an overwhelming offense. At OffTheGrid.com, we couldn't agree more. Return fire bulletproof glass disintegrates bullets fired at you on impact, while you're able to return fire on your aggressor from the other side. Your bullets hit their mark, unobstructed by the return fire glass. Your aggressor won't know what hit him.
Me too.
Return fire bulletproof glass available exclusively at offthegrid.com. Handgun protection rated up to 44 caliber. Rifle protection to 7.62 by 3.9. Call it revolutionary risk management for an uncertain world. Check out the full line of return fire products, including riot shields and clipboards, at offthegrid.com. Offthegrid.com. Proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today. of this, Alex Jones here back live, is that we've been so nice to government and bent over to it for so long that it literally thinks we're owned by it. But corporations, if you price check at Walmart, they threaten to arrest you and threaten to put you on a ban list. And our own crew member went over there by a box fan a few months ago. We have video of this. And they said, let me check your receipt. And he goes, here it is. And the guy said, let me see it. And he said, no, I'm leaving. And the guy said, I've called the police. They're waiting outside. And you'll be banned from any corporate store ever again. That's on video. And it just shows this arrogant, hateful attitude, this predatory attitude. And we see federal checkpoints taking DNA under intimidation. We've got a victim of this coming up in the next hour. We see coal power plants that are brand new and clean, like Wolverine, we're going to play that later, getting shut down. And we see government with fake court cases using NSA data in court cases and creating fake briefs for the juries of where they got evidence. Just organized crime. And Lou Rockwell, what is the excuse on average in government? I don't want to get into the economy in this brief segment with you. What is the excuse? Because so many people in government now actually believe doing corrupt things are good because they're good, when that's not really the case. Or they actually consciously are just criminals. And what do we do when they had hearings 2 weeks ago in Congress with Jonathan Turley, the liberal, and conservatives from other groups saying we may have to revolt physically? I don't want that. They were saying, though, under the Declaration of Independence, it could come down to that. I mean, this is an amazing time to be alive when, in the face of the public waking up, government doubles down.
Well, I think, Alex, we do have to revolt. I don't think that we can use violence, killing people, putting people in cages, torturing people, tasering people. You know, that's the way of government. That's not our way. Our way is the peaceful way. Our way is the way of withdrawing consent and of laughing at them and of the hate, by the way, being laughed at. The government has no sense of humor. People who work for the government have no sense of humor. But it's a very effective tactic. And we have to, if we get enough people refusing to play the game, then government can't actually work against us. But, you know, if anybody were to threaten them with violence, they're happy to kill you and maybe your family and maybe your whole neighborhood, too. So, you know, that's maybe things do come down to that at some time in the future. I hope not. But I think there's a lot we can do in the meantime without taking part in government activities. And we always have to remember these are a bunch of criminals. And my guess is at least most of them don't think of themselves as criminals. They think of themselves as people who are protecting the common good. They think they really know more about taking care of your children than you do. And really, the government owns your children. They believe that. And the government owns your business. The government owns you. Government owns your house. They own your church. They own every aspect of your life. And you better obey. But I think more and more people are going crazy about the kind of tyranny that they're facing. They're learning more. They're reading more. It's always essential to learn some real economics, some real history, some real political philosophy of the kind they do not teach in the government schools, so that you can be intellectually armed. This is what young people are doing. It's important to read books. The government doesn't want you reading serious books, but it's important to do so. And I think there's a tremendous movement towards freedom sort of going under the surface, and the people in government sort of feel things shaky under their feet. It's why they're constantly scared of us. You notice they're all scared, whether it's the TSA in the airport or bureaucrats in a government office or the military or the CIA or the EPA or the tax police or FDA, going down the alphabet from hell. They all fear the people. And it's not because they fear a bunch of people coming in with guns. They feel very confident that's not going to happen. But they fear our disobedience. They fear our non-respect. They fear our refusal to kowtow to them.
Well, that's why the mafia always wants you to, quote, respect them. That means fear them and do what they say. And that's what government and TV, everything is about. You're being watched. We can get you. You're powerless. Do what we say because we are the food.
No, that's right. I hate to smear the mafia by comparing them to the government. But you're right. It's exactly the same process. And they really enjoy us, salaming them. And they enjoy killing people. These are not good types, the people who rise to power in government. F.A. Hayek
said that unlike in private life, the worst rise to the top in government, the worst people come to power, and they are, you know, they're the most rotten. So it's not the average postman or fireman or whatever we have to worry about, but the top guys in government.
Absolutely. Stay there, Lou Rockwell. Amazing. We'll be right back with more news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
The chairman of the Von Mises Institute, Lou Rockwell, is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to go back to Lou Rockwell in a moment and cover some more of the breaking news and world events with him. And then I'm going to go to your phone calls. And we have another guest coming on who's a victim of these warrantless federally funded checkpoints that also violate not just the Fourth Amendment, but the Tenth Amendment. Before we go back to Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, I want to remind folks that if you get your orders in to InfoWarsStore.com today with the books, the films, Exposing Agenda 21, Behind the Green Mask, or Strategic Relocation, Best and Safest Places to Live Inside the U.S. and Worldwide, a country-by-country analysis breakdown with Joel Skousen, or whether you get the ProPure water filtration, stainless steel systems that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosate, just all of it, or whether it's the InfoWarsLife.com line of amazing proprietary supplements like Fluoride Shield and Survival Shield, or our own Chiapas-grown, High Mountain shade-grown coffee that's my personal favorite. So I made the connection down there like a good old-fashioned free market person, brought it in, two different medium roasts. Folks are getting it, and you hear the rave reviews when people call in. You see the rave reviews on YouTube. I'm not going to sell cruddy coffee. This is my personal favorite. And folks are agreeing it's their favorite or one of their favorite coffees. As you know, taste varies. So InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We now also have a new line that is collectible because we only do one run of the stainless covered belt buckles. They're all brass, but one is nickel-plated, and the other solid brass with George Washington with the answer to 1984, 1776. There's only 500 of each of those. They're going to sell out very, very soon. We've got Made in America golf shirts with patriotic messages, trying to bring industry back to this country through free association. Madein1776.com will take you directly there. We have Made in America American flags, money clips, lapel pins that'll strike up conversations, ball caps, madein1776.com, or just go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the link in there to the 1776 page. But all of your purchases fund this operation. We don't take taxpayer money, as you know, like most of the mainstream media does through their parent companies getting bailouts, or stimulus money like MSNBC, or hundreds of millions like NPR to preach an anti-human, anti-God, anti-liberty message. We're funded by free association, by people like you out there. So thank you all for your support. Please be sure and support our AM and FM affiliates by telling people about the show and other shows that are on those stations, becoming a sponsor or supporting those sponsors and letting them know why you support those sponsors, because they want to bring a tyranny in to have a controlled economy because they're afraid of the markets, you voting with your dollars, your euros, your currency, and then moving them seismically. I want to ask Lou Rockwell about this. 20 years ago, you couldn't find organic food anywhere except in a few little shops, and it was very expensive because the market hadn't been built up. And it was cost prohibitive. Now, because people slowly supported it, it's coming down to parity with the garbage food. That's a prime example of a libertarian von Mises-type revolution. As an economist, as a researcher, break down how we could take things back by supporting each other and local communities and farmers markets and the Von Mises Institute or the Ron Paul Channel and promoting the new media, making it the dominant media, which we're very, very close to doing versus this globalist revolution. And then I want to tie that into Mark Fauber says the Fed will never end QE. He said that on CNBC last night, and some other economic news I want to get into you. But let's talk about that, Lou Rockwell, because you are an expert on it. How do we use our choices, voting with our dollars, to take society back and then an overall economic outlook?
Well, Alex, you're exactly right that, you know, what you eat is essential. You want to stay out of these government hospitals where all the sickness is. You probably want to stay away from a lot of these doctors who are just agents of the government and want to put you on a bunch of big pharma drugs. So Mises in his book Socialism, written so many years ago, said socialized, one of the worst effects of socialized medicine is that it circumscribes and takes away the will to health. And, you know, this one of the lies of the government is they claim they're providing health care. It's not health care. Health care is within your own control. What they're providing is allegedly sickness medicine. And, of course, it's getting worse and worse. It's getting more and more dangerous. The drugs are more and more dangerous. They cause more and more sickness. So if you can do anything possible to stay out of a hospital, to stay out of a regular doctor's office, you live longer, you feel better, everything is much better. And the cornerstone of that is what you eat. So it seems to me that's the first thing you could do. I like the primal diet, but, you know, whatever works for people, you know, that's what they should do. But you have to take responsibility for yourself and what you eat, in what you store, in all, you know, how you live your life, exercise, all those kinds of things. You can't look to that to Obama or the rest, or you know, Dr. Emanuel, one of the monsters of socialized medicine in the whole world, who was put in charge of this whole evil program. But it's not, I should also say, really, when I call it socialist medicine, it's actually not socialist medicine, it's fascist medicine. Because it's the big companies in the healthcare industry, in the pharmaceutical industry, in the insurance industry, in cahoots with the government against the rest of us. So it's a classic fascist operation, Obamacare. But look at the opposition to it. They, not only because they're incompetent, but more and more the people study it, they see what's happening. There's a revolution going on in opposition to this thing. So I think they're going to have a lot of trouble, not just technically, because of course they're all, the government is, you know, composed of a lot of boobs sometimes. They sometimes have, unfortunately, smart people producing killer robots and atomic bombs and all their other things. But they certainly don't produce anything anybody needs or is good for society or is good for the flourishing of human beings. They're the great center of opposition to the flourishing of human beings, except, of course, for themselves, for the 1%, maybe the tenth of 1%.
Let's talk about the economy. Again, we have the chairman of the Von Mises Institute on, whose research in Austrian economics are proving absolutely accurate and the true veritas compared to the Keynesian fraud and other systems. What is the position of the world economy based on the numbers you've got and all the economists you work with as the head of your prestigious organization, some of the top economists in the world, now basically adopting this school of thought? What is the real state of the economy?
Well, I think we all fear what, as you say, what Mark Faber said last night, that they'll never give up on QE, but they don't actually want hyperinflation. Hyperinflation is not good for the people at the top. It's not good for the government. They couldn't care less that it's bad for regular people, but it's bad for them. It's very destabilizing. So I don't think they actually want it. On the other hand, they're so arrogant that they're capable of doing things because they think they know better. They think there's no such thing as economic law. They can just do whatever they want and have whatever impact they want it to have, and you know, nothing bad happens. So it is possible to have hyperinflation. We're already seeing, as anybody who goes shopping knows, it's not just, you know, 2% or 3% inflation when you look at what food is going up by. It's much, much higher than that. That's true. There's already a lot of inflation, the real definition of inflation in terms of the increase in the money supply. This is leading to higher prices already. And at what point that explodes, you know, I wish I knew, I'd be rich. But it is coming.
Exactly. I want you to continue, but just to back you up, here's a CNS News. Even though they're adding more offal into the ground beef, the pink slime, in the last decade to cover up inflation, price of ground beef hits all-time high, and it's only going up, and every staple's going up. And people I know in my family that have been middle class, lower middle class, upper middle class, they're on the verge of being destitute across Texas. I've got family that's having trouble making ends meet for the first time ever. And almost everyone else I know is having big problems. And people are having to move in with their parents and vice versa. I mean, I think we're really under a depression. And you travel the country, this nation is rotting unless you're in D.C., where they report they're making record profits and having their salaries increase, Lou Rockwell.
And their houses are the most beautiful, and I don't advocate visiting Washington because it's a very bad place. But if you ever happen to find yourself there, look at how they live. This is just like the Capitol in Catching Fire or in Hunger Games, and the rest of us out here in the districts indeed are hurting. And I think all of us know, we all feel it, even if we, you know, don't know economics or studying the economy. We all feel there's something drastically wrong economically. We fear for our children's future. We fear for our grandchildren's future. So there is real trouble. On the other hand, these things can be fixed, but they require massive reform of the people in Washington and all their agencies and all the big corporations associated with them. I think again, this is coming. My fear is we've got some years of very tough times ahead. It's why, you know, you're right to get people to want to store some food in their houses and that sort of thing, because we don't entirely know what's going to happen We can know already bad things are happening. Things are going to get worse. But I don't think this is anything permanent.
Sure.
I think these people are going to be pushed back. I think we're going to do it, but you got to be ready for bad stuff in the meantime.
Lou Rockwell, again, chairman of the Von Mises Institute. I always get you up here and I ask the questions. But I want to spend a few minutes on what you want to say. I mean, what did you wake up this morning thinking about politically, economically? And then I want to get into, I'm not romanticizing Russia by any means, but they're trying to move in the direction of free market from what I've seen, though they're stumbling,
mm-hmm.
versus centralization here. The West is rolling missiles up to their border, so they roll missiles up to their border, and oh, how dare you? I mean, I look at how the government rolled out Obamacare, and they are incompetent at many levels. Are they going to cause a nuclear war? My gut tells me I see signs of war everywhere. So I want to get to that. But first, what else is on your mind? What else do you want to tell our vast audience of patriots?
Well, Alex, I'll just, you know, talk about Russia for a minute and Putin. I was never a fan of Putin, but it seems to me he's doing a much better job of things than, say, Obama is doing. He did prevent, along with the American people, a worse attack on Syria. Obama's and his cohorts have been attacking Syria for some time, but they didn't bomb it. So far, they haven't bombed Iran, and I think that's China and Russia preventing that from happening. Iran, a country that's never done anything to anybody, but yet we're supposed to destroy them. So that's not happening. It's I see people who criticize Putin for going around without a shirt. Because he looks great, but also they don't like the fact that it shows the crucifix around his neck. So, I don't know, maybe it's all just a political trick. Maybe he's just a politician like all the rest of them. But Russia has moved dramatically towards freedom from the days of Soviet communism.
No, I mean, but you're right.
Huge, huge influence in the whole world, and so the U.S. wants to shut them down. Reagan had promised Gorbachev that if the Russians withdrew, the U.S. would not move NATO up to the Russian borders. Of course, the U.S. didn't keep its word. That's exactly all these aggressive moves. But they still fear Russia. They still fear China. And I hope to goodness, you know, the neocons all want perpetual war. A war with Russia and China, of course, could mean the end of the world. So, but these guys are crazy. The neocons are insane in addition to being evil. So I don't know, but I'm following what's happening in Russia. The tax rates are lower than ours. And just, you know, it's religion has sprung back. It really never was crushed by Stalin and Lenin and the rest of the communists. They maybe crushed the outer view. And Putin points out that his mother had him baptized as a baby in secret, which I'm sure a lot of Russian mothers did exactly the same thing. So religion is back. And I don't know, the whole, it's just very, very interesting to watch. And certainly they have a right to live their own lives internationally. The U.S. government has no right to tell the Russians what they should be doing. Of course, they don't have the right to tell us what we're doing either. They have no right to tell the Chinese what to be doing, or the Indians, or anybody else. The Brazilians, the Argentinians, the Chileans. But there's more, just like there's more and more resistance here, and just like even a tyrannical government depends on the consent of the governed, because they're such a small minority as compared to the people. So does an empire require the consent,
exactly,
of the provinces in the world? They're losing that consent. They've lost that consent. So I think there's, you know, great, interesting times ahead, but we just have to pray that, you know, those interesting times don't include a world war.
Ron Paul has said over and over again, it's been proven prescient, the key is when the socialist fascist system on top of it collapses, that they're going to try to totally take over with a system even worse on top of that. We've got to point out they did this, and clearly they did it.
That's right.
So how do we maximize this key no man's land in history where the future is being dictated? I mean, what should young people, but also just everybody out there, we have a great activist audience, what should people be doing right now? Because soon things are going to intensify, and we're going into this in a good position now because you and so many others fought for decades to educate people about true Americana ideas, true liberty ideas, true Renaissance ideas. But Lou Rockwell, what do we do now to maximize going into this great time of change to, like a judo move, take their assault on liberty, step out of the way, and watch them fly out the window?
Well, Alex, we need to emulate you. We need to emulate writers. Everybody should have a blog. Everybody should have a YouTube channel. if you're concerned, and of course, local people, let's take local people in Ohio who are concerned about this horrific Soviet-style law that those state senators are proposing to have the social workers, the armed monster social workers of Child Protective Services, come in and try to tell parents what to do with their children and give them permission to homeschool. So there ought to be a blog about that. Somebody who actually knows the situation on the ground. You can do commentaries with YouTube. You can write. And first you have to read. Now, this is, you know, not an instant thing. But of course, if you want people to listen to you, you have to gain knowledge.
Here's an example. And I did this years ago when I had time. If you actually start following the family court and covering CPS, just as a citizen on Access TV, you know, 18 years ago, they were committing so many crimes and not even putting the right name on fake paperwork and making stuff up. I would come in with citizen briefs and cover it. People would get their kids back that never would have. But it was so painful, I could only do it for a while because watching the evil judges and the CPS were clearly pervs. It was so upsetting that I'll be honest, I'm not afraid of physical confrontation and things, but being around the evil, I was actually a coward to be around the demonic, soft, weird pedophiles that are the CPS.
Well, you know, Alex, I mean, it's tough to approach Mordor, right? It's tough to actually see that stuff. So that's why we need, you know, many, many people involved. We can't just leave it up to a few. So we all need to be involved. We all need to learn about local crimes. You may not be able to follow what's going on in Washington, but in your own town, there are horrors going on. There are despicable things going on.
Stay right there. We'll be right back. Absolutely. Final segment with Lou Rockwell, and you're near phone calls.
Do you need push-button heat with no batteries, no microwave, and no cords? Introducing Hot Shots, a must-have heat source for any cold weather activity, aches and pains, and more. Hot Shots reusable heat packs come in many sizes and provide hours of soothing heat. Yes, reusable, with a lifetime warranty. Don't be left out in the cold. Call 916-214-6943 or visit reusableheat.com. Hot Shots, instant portable reusable heat anytime, anywhere. That's reusableheat.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When we start the next hour, we'll do 20 minutes of calls to go to Tony, Gus, Kenny, Jane, and Wesley, who've been holding patiently. Then we're going to get a guest on for about 15, 20 minutes who ran into these illegal, warrantless intimidation checkpoints where they take DNA under federal auspices. Turns out they heard us talking about it yesterday and sent us a comment that they were the person who was in the news story. So we're going to be talking to them. Final segment with Lou Rockwell, the chairman of the Von Mises Institute. And, of course, they run the great news and commentary site that promotes liberty and other thought crimes, so LouRockwell.com. There's links to the Von Mises Institute right there on the site. But, you know, I started getting tears in my eyes earlier when I started thinking about the CPS stuff. And I know why people don't want to go fight evil. Because if you actually go out there and look at it, it's real, it's going on, and it tears your guts out. But it's only going to get worse if we, the people, don't stand up and take action. Look at how they're demonizing Christians. Look at how they're demonizing the family. These really are weirdo control freaks. A normal, successful person does not want to run other people's lives. And it's so popular, they can't get people away from them with a stick. The government and corporate types that engage in these takeovers through inside deals literally are people that in a natural environment, as you've documented, sir, couldn't be toilet attendants. So in closing, how do we have a fundamental revolution of ideas against them, and how do we bring them to justice and build a better world based on individualism and free choice and communication and real community, not communism?
Well, Alex, just like the market is composed of, you know, billions of transactions and millions of people cooperating together, so is the liberty movement. And there are many things people can do that may not occur immediately as great steps for liberty, but they are. For example, most of us have teenagers or younger children in our families that we need Christmas presents for. Well, how about giving them the Suzanne Collins' The Hunger Game trilogy? This is a great, beautifully written, three-volume books, very libertarian, inspiring for kids to read, but adults too, by the way. Or give people a copy of Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson or Murray Rothbard's For a New Liberty. There are all kinds of great books that you can give depending on the person's age and educational level and so forth. So just if you're a Johnny Appleseed of great literature for freedom this Christmas, boy, you've done something very, very good. And everybody, it's the division of labor. Not all of us can go and sit in the CPS hearings, and not all of us can run a great radio network and so forth. We all have different things to do. But we all can do something. We have to do something. And if enough of us do something, something good for other people, something good for the cause of freedom, then we can win it.
Absolutely. Hollywood and the social engineers always have one archetypal Hercules defeating all the enemies while everyone cowers. But real history is made by little people doing little things that move mountains together. So if you just wake up one person, folks, a month, or if you just resist a tyranny or laugh at it or say no to it or don't cower to the system, or don't let these corrupt corporations push you around or don't let them cheat you on a bill. Being active, getting into the animating contest, making it fun to be alive and awake, it will intensify your human spirit. We've just got to bring the human spirit back. Final comments, Lou Rockwell.
Well, Alex, that's exactly right. And we must never forget, no matter how dark things are, we have the truth on our side. These other people are the battlers for lies and for all other kinds of evil. We have the truth. So the truth will win out if we're worthy of it. So we should all seek to be worthy of the truth.
Well said. What are you planning to do in the new year in the fight for liberty?
Well, I want to do more to expand what the Mises Institute is doing. We're having, I think, a tremendous effect on young people, not only of college age, but younger. We're going to just keep reaching more and more of them, teaching them the truth about economics, about what the government is doing to them, about the Federal Reserve and all the other criminal gangs in Washington. And we're having great success with our website. We want to do more. We want to reach more people. And that's our determination.
Well, God bless you. We salute you going into the new year. Thank you so much. And great job with the Ron Paul Channel. Thank you, Lou Rockwell.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.